this morning. And with that, here's Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. In today's educational and workforce environments, a person's field of study is taking on greater importance than the degree they attain. That's according to a national researcher who spoke to the State Education Roundtable Tuesday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Tony Carnevale is the director of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He says just earning a bachelor's degree is often not enough in the current workforce.
If you get a certificate in engineering, you can earn more than a very substantial share of BAs, bachelor's degrees.
Carnevale says there must be a shift in focus from attaining simply academic certificates to earning occupational certificates. The State Department of Workforce Development is trying to do just that with its new GED Plus initiative. Workforce Development Senior Deputy Commissioner Gina Del Santo says the GED Plus program makes sure those who are working to get their GED also go through occupational training at the same time.
So it's not just a basic generalized education, but specific abilities and knowledge and skills within a particular domain.
Del Santo says those who participate in the GED Plus program work with counselors to determine a career path and match up the training program they choose with their progress in attaining the GED. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Indiana School Superintendent Tony Bennett says parents have applied for just over half of the state's 7,500 school vouchers. Bennett says parents have applied for 3,685 of the vouchers that use public school funds to award scholarships for students to attend private schools. Most of the students receiving the vouchers come from households whose incomes qualify the students for free or reduced lunches and breakfasts. 15% of the vouchers are going to students in small towns and rural areas. When the legislature approved the voucher program, it set a cap of 7,500 students for the first 2 years. A group of educators and religious leaders is challenging the voucher program in court. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is in Pittsburgh today to kick off a three-day bus tour that will take him across the Rust Belt manufacturing region. He plans to promote a message that education can play a pivotal role in helping to revitalize the economy in ailing areas that had been dominated by industries such as coal, steel, and the production of cars. His scheduled events include stops at several schools. He's also scheduled to visit Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Franciscan St. Francis Health, Indianapolis, will be the setting today for the BBC radio show World Have Your Say. The program will look at the daily work of staff there and discuss health care issues. You can hear the program today at 1 p.m. on WFYI Radio. While in Indianapolis, the show this week has also visited the Rib America Fest and an offender reentry and educational center. State health officials have honored an alert ER doctor for helping contain a measles outbreak. Daniel Moss of IU Health Goshen Hospital diagnosed the cases after the initial case was misdiagnosed as dengue fever. Health experts say the outbreak could have been much worse without the speedy response. And Planned Parenthood of Indiana will hold a flu shot clinic today, 10 to 1, at its Midtown Center at 38th and Meridian. Shots are $23 apiece and available to people ages 12 and older. WFYI weather, cloudy and breezy today, a 50% chance of showers with a high of only 65. Tonight, tomorrow, and Friday, a chance of rain, overnight low 56, highs tomorrow and Friday 68, and a slight chance of showers and storms for the weekend. Right now, it's mostly cloudy, 56 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It's 6:35 now. The Colts practice today on West 56th, and we should find out a little bit more about Peyton Manning's status later in the day, if there is any change. He's not practicing, of course, and is listed as doubtful for Sunday.